This week's parasha is Parsha Shlach. In Parsha Shlach, we have the infamous sin of the Chid HaMeraglim, the disastrous sin when Moshe sent the scouts to check out the Holy Land, believing that they were about to imminently enter the land. They toured the land for 40 days. They came back to the Israelite encampment in the desert, and they spoke Lashon Hara about the land. The Pasuk tells us in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Hei, Vayeshuvu Mitur HaAretz, they returned from spying out the land, Miketz Arbaim Yom, at the end of 40 days, Vayelchu Vayevo Al Moshe Va'aron, they went, they came to Moshe and Aaron, to the entire assembly of Israel, to the wilderness of Paran Kadesha, they yeshivu osam davar, they brought back word, and to the entire assembly, they showed them the fruit of the land, they brought back enormous fruits to scare the people. Vayisapru lo vayarmu, and the spies tell the nation, and they say, banu ala aretz asher shelachtanu, we came to the land where you sent us, v'gam zavat chalav u'dvash, he was there prior, it's true, it is a land flowing with milk and honey, it's true, these are its fruits, efes. The beginning of their downfall, Pasuk Chav Ches, however, ki az ha'am ha'yoshe ba'aretz, the people that dwell in the land is powerful. Ha'arim b'tzuos gedolos ma'od, the cities are very fortified, they are very large. V'gam yilidei ha'anak rinush, and we saw giants. Pasuk Chav Tes, Amalek yoshe ba'aretz ha'negev, who but our arch enemy Amalek, they said this to instill fear in the hearts of the nation, lives in the south, and the Canaanite nations are in the mountain, and they sit by the sea and by the Yarden. In other words, the land on all four sides is surrounded by your enemy. And Kalev hushes the people and he says, Alo na'ala, we can go up, we can inherit the land, we can do it. But the people who went up with Kalev said, Lo nuchala alot alam, there's no way, ki chazaku mimenu kaviyachol, the nations in the land are stronger than God, as if so to speak. Vayotziyu dibat ha'aretz asher taru osa abenei Yisrael lemer, they spoke lashon hara about the land that they scattered out, ha'aretz asher varnu bala tura ota eretz ochel yoshvehi. It's a terrible land, the land we went to scatter, it consumes its inhabitants. Shem did a miracle on a tova. People were busy burying their dead, so they shouldn't pay attention to the spies. They only saw the negative in the land. And everyone we saw in the land is men of great stature. And we even saw the sons of giants, and we were in their eyes like grasshoppers, and so we were in our eyes. Perek Yedal, Pasuk Aleph, Atisa Kol Eda, Vayitnu Eskon, Vayivku Ha'am, Balayla Hahu. The entire assembly lifted its voice, and they cry on that night. What a tragedy, what a horror. The land which they were going to, Moshe Rabbeinu first sees God at the burning bush. Shemos Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches. The first thing the Ribbono Shel Olam says to him is, I heard the cries of the children of Israel. I'm coming down to save them. I'm taking you to the land of Zavah Chalav Udvash. Even before he tells Moshe about Matan Torah at the Sneh, he tells Moshe we're going to Eretz Yisrael. And here the entire assembly lifted up and they raised their voices and the people wept that night. The Gemara famously says in Maseches Tainis Chav Tes Aleph, Atem Bechis and Bechir, you cried a cry for no reason. I will establish a crying for generations. And Rachmana Litzlan, until today, we know famous Yerushalmi, Kodosh Alabana Biyamav, Kilu Nechro Biyamav. Still today, we do not have the Geula Shlema, and we do not have our independence with the third base of Mikdash in Eretz Yisrael because they rejected the land. I'm now going to quote from a sefer called Eretz Yisrael in the Parsha, Ki Me Torah Teitzei Sion. Rabbi Moshe D. Lichtman. So Rabbi Moshe Lichtman writes as follows. We all know the saddest day in a Jewish calendar year is Tisha B'Av. But why did it all start? And even if we know why it started, he says, how many of us have truly internalized the lessons? It started in Parsha Shlach. Chazal have a tradition that the sin of the spies took place on the night of Tisha B'Av. And on that night, Hashem decreed, you wept in vain. We had quoted the Pasuk 2, Perek Yedal, Pasuk Aleph. I will establish for you weeping for all generations. And the Mishnah Maseches Tainis lists five tragic events that occurred on Tisha B'Av, including the destruction of Bayit Rishon and Bayit Sheni. But the first tragedy is the episode of Chet HaMeraglim, and this becomes the source of all our troubles throughout history. We must understand the sin, says Rabbi Moshe Lichtman, so we can rectify it and bring us to the ultimate redemption. On a simple level, he says, the people of Israel committed two sins. Of course, it's not such a simple level. What he means is on the simple level of understanding. The first is that they slandered the land of Israel. They spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. And secondly, they despised the land. Mi'us Ha'aretz. Concerning the first, we quoted the pasuk. It says, "Vayotziyu dibat ha'aretz asher taru ota." They brought an evil report about the land that they spied out. And the people accepted this Lashon Hara, as it says, and the people cried on that night. Furthermore, they despised the land, as the Pasuk says, in Perek Gedal, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, V'tapchem asher amartem lovazihia, your children, you said they will become prey, V'hevesi osam, I will bring them to land, V'yadu esarets, they will know the land, asher ma'astem ba. The Rebbe Shalom says to Moshe Rabbeinu, your children are going to the land that you rejected, that you despised, that you hated. So the people did two things. One sin was Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, and the other sin was Mi'ut Ha'aretz. They despised, rejected, and hated the land. Like David HaMelech says in Tehillim Kufa, Vayim Asu Be'eretz Chemda. They rejected the cherished land. Lo ha'aminu l'dvaro, they didn't believe his words. Vayirganu ba'ohaleihem, they slandered in their tents. Lo shamu b'kol Hashem. So David HaMelech says they did these two sins, just like the Psukim tells in Parshas Shlach. Let us concentrate on the sin of Lashon Hara, says Rabbi Lechtman. At the very beginning of the parasha, we know the first Rashi says, why is Chedem Araglim put right after the sin of Miriam's Lashon Hara? That's in Perek Yud Beis. Chedem Araglim begins in Perek Yud Gimel. So Rashi tells us she was punished on the account of the slander she spoke against her brother. And these wicked men, Rishayim Halalu Ra'u, the spies saw what happened to Miriam. She spoke Lashon Hara. And they didn't take a lesson. However, says Rabbi Lichtman, Moshe spoke against a human being. I'm sorry, Miriam spoke against a human being with feelings and emotions. Atadaber Miriam va'arn b'moshe al odos hakushi. She spoke about a person. The spy spoke against inanimate objects, earth, stones, fruit, mountains, valleys. How and why were they expected to learn a lesson about not speaking Lashon Hara? Miriam spoke about a person. That's a severe sin. How do we understand the sin of speaking about a land? So he quotes a beautiful answer from the Sefer Love Thy Neighbor, Rabbi Zalig Pliskin. Rabbi Zalig Pliskin writes as follows, and this is a beautiful chiddush. The spies were expected to learn from Miriam, quote, that one should always see the good in everything, not the bad. Even if Moshe had a fault, there was no reason to dwell on it, and that was not justification for speaking Lashon Hara. The spies as well should have learned from this. Even if they perceived something negative in Eretz Yisrael, they should not have spoken about it. They should only have focused on the positive. We have a choice. We're faced with people in life. We're faced with situations in life. We're faced with experiences in Eretz Yisrael in life. Even if we think we perceive a negative, or even if perhaps we do perceive a negative, we have a choice. The choice is to focus on the positive and then speak about the positive that does exist, or to focus on the negative and speak about the negative. The people in choosing the spies, in choosing to speak Lashon Hara, and in to reject the land, Lashon Hara and Mi'us Ha'aretz, were focusing on the negative, and that was the root of their sin. It was the root of Miriam's sin, Rabbi Zalig Pliskin explains, and I'm quoting Rabbi Moshe Lechtman. It was the root of Miriam's sin, and subsequently it was the root of the Chayd HaMeragim. They didn't learn from her. What they should have learned was it's wrong to focus on the negative. Unfortunately, Rabbi Moshe Lechtman comments, this is a lesson that we have yet to internalize to this very day. People often come back from trips to Israel or a year of study and they talk about, quote, the hardships, the bureaucracy, the difficulties they encounter. They complain about the weather. They complain about the food, the manners of the people, the level of religiosity. While they overlook the good, the technological advances, the proliferation of Torah study, beautiful homes, wonderful communities. People also accept Lashon Hara that they hear about the land, which is equally as sinful. Many Jews cancel trips because they hear about the negativity of the land. Dafka now, says Rabbi Lichtman, it's the time to come and show support for our brethren living in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean that what we perceive as negative doesn't necessarily exist, but we have a choice, like David HaMelech says in Kapitel Lamed Dalet of Tehillim. Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim, ohev yamim. Who is the man who desires life, who loves days? Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim, ohev yamim, lirot tov. Who is someone who loves days and desires life? Someone who sees the good. I'm now going to quote to sum up from the Sefer, the book, biography, Reaching to Heaven. The elevating life stories and teachings of Rav Yaakov Edelstein Zatzal. He was the Rav of Ramat HaSharon. Yibado l'chaim tovim v'aruchim is his brother Rav Gershon Shlita Rosh Yeshiva from Bnei Brak Rosh Yeshiva Ponovich. So about Rav Yaakov Edelstein, this book was written by Yedidya Meir and his well-known popular wife, Sivan Rechav Meir. So they write as follows in the Sefer. From the day he made Aliyah, Rav Yaakov Edelstein never left Eretz Yisrael. "It's a matter of principle," he once said. "Maybe I'm wrong, but when I came to Eretz Yisrael, I decided I would never leave. Over the years, I was pressured to fly to Europe and America many times. One time they told me it would help our yeshiva in difficult financial straits if I flew abroad to raise money. Many times they wanted me to go on behalf of other tzedakah organizations. I didn't go. I remained here." Regarding his love of the land, and particularly Yerushalayim, one Talmud relates, "I once went with him to Yerushalayim to meet with Rav Noach Weinberg, the Rosh Hashiva of Eish HaTorah. We wanted to embark on a venture together in Ramat HaSharon. We arrived in Yerushalayim, and at the entrance to the city, Rav Yaakov Edelstein asked me to open all the windows, and he said, 'Ah, the air of Yerushalayim.' He literally wanted to feel it on his face." Further, Rabbi Yehuda Engel relates about Rav Edelstein. "Many people spoke about the fact that Rav Edelstein never screamed or raised his voice, and he was careful to never speak Lashon Hara. He was also very careful, quote, never to say a bad word about Klal Yisrael or any Jew, but he was also very careful not to say a bad word about Eretz Yisrael itself. He never said it's so hot today, because this was Eretz Yisrael, the Holy Land. You can say it's a little hot or a little cold, but to imply we're suffering for the weather, we're suffering and complaining, it's holy here. He never said that. Halavai, we should be zocha to only see the good in the land, to rectify the chayt ha-meraglim. They spoke dibas ha'aretz, they had mi'us ha'aretz. Perhaps when we truly desire the land, see the good in the land, and love all parts in the land, then we will be zocha that Hashem will comfort Sion, comfort her destroyed places, and put her wilderness like wonderful flourishing cities once again." What is David HaMelech saying? Tehillim, Ata Takum, Kapitel Kuf Beis of Tehillim Kuf Dalet. Ata Takum Terachim Tzion Ke'esa Chanana Kiva Moed. You should get up and comfort Zion. The time to comfort her has arrived. How do we know it arrived? No, Kuf Beis, like I originally said, not Kuf Dalet, Kuf Beis. How do we know it has arrived? Ki Ratzu Avadacha Es Avanaha Ve'es Afar Yechonenu. When your servants Hashem desire her stones and her dust, when we even see the good in the stones and the dust, in the weather, in the fruits, in the bureaucracy, in the people, in the towns of Eretz Yisrael, then perhaps Hashem will reverse the terrible gezerah of Tisha B'Av and return us with the full geula to our beloved land, Eretz Yisrael. I wish you all a wonderful day, Kol Tov, a wonderful week, and Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.